Well, the topic of taxes has never been a pleasant topic, and nobody likes them, as far as I know. But in the time of Jesus, no matter how strong you may feel about taxes, it was nothing compared to how the Jewish people felt about the Roman taxes. The Romans conquered people. They conquered a lot of different people. They'd build their roads, and they built those roads, many of them still last to this day, and bridges. They built them for commerce and to move their armies around as fast as possible. And you didn't go on those roads for free. Every one of them was a toll road. Every one of them had people collecting tolls, which of course are the tax for using the road. And the Roman system was really quite, designed to guarantee that the Romans would always get their money. This is what they would do. They'd make an estimate over a certain mile or 2 mile stretch, usually about a mile stretch, about what load of traffic was going to come across that mile. And then the tax collector, the toll collector, of which Matthew was one of them, was told, "We expect that this amount of traffic will come through. We expect this amount of money. If you don't hand this over after the month, you have to make it up out of your own pocket. If you collect more money than what is assessed, you get to keep it." Well, that certainly opens the door for corruption, isn't it? Either the tax collector is going to be charging more to make sure he makes his quota and is afraid that he's going to have to be out on his own, or he decides to charge more so that he can make the biggest profit he can, or maybe a combination of both. It was a rotten system, but it worked very well for the Romans. Who paid? The people that were conquered. Who's doing the collecting? Romans? Oh no, they would hire the locals to do it. Matthew was one of the locals, Jewish persons in the Galilee region, assigned to the road. He had a mile section, the road that ran from Damascus to Jerusalem. That's what he was, the toll collector, or the tax, well, it's a tax collector. And these people were absolutely hated and despised. They were despised and hated more than any of the other locals. Now, of course, the Romans were hated worse, but once you got after the Romans, you looked into the local people, who did you hate the most? The people who were working for the Romans and then taxing us and cheating us out of our money to use this road. That's Matthew is. So if you want to pick the most unpopular person in town, that's who you point at, Matthew. But Jesus sees something in Matthew and asks Matthew to follow him. And Matthew agrees. He decides to take up Jesus' invitation. In fact, to show his appreciation for it, he has him over for dinner. Now, who's going to come to the house of Matthew for dinner? The Pharisees? All the rest of the locals? Oh, no. They wouldn't set foot in Matthew's house. They hated Matthew. Who's going to come? His fellow tax collectors. Those are the ones who come. The Pharisees are standing out on the street when they say, doesn't he know who he's with? How could he invite all these people to dine with him? They must have spoke loudly, for Jesus was inside. Jesus comes out and says, you know, a doctor is not called when someone is well, but only when someone is sick. And I have come to heal the sick. And he's not talking just about being physically sick. He's talking about being spiritually sick. He has come to save people, to save their souls. And he wants to save everybody's soul, including Matthew. And his grace is open to all who have a sincere heart and really want that grace in their life, so that grace can transform their life. No matter what the world may think of them, God still sees every single person as his child. And he wants every one of them to turn to him and open their hearts to him and let his grace pour into them so that they too, upon receiving that grace and acting upon it, can also achieve eternal salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord.